My name is Dr. Beth Fury. I'm a radiologist here at the Yarmouth Regional Hospital, and we currently provide services to the Tri-Counties at Yarmouth Hospital and as well at Shelburne and Digby Hospitals. I've been in this position for about 10 years, and I've recently also become a board member on the board of directors for the Yarmouth Hospital Foundation. Growing up, I wasn't really interested in medicine. I became an electrical engineer, and I worked in industry for a couple of years, and during that time, I felt like there was something that was missing, and I kind of wanted to, you know, have a professional career that was more fulfilling personally in terms of helping other people. So I explored options and applied to medical school and got in, and transition to radiology was kind of a natural progression because of the underlying physics and science sort of part of things. And, you know, as I went through medical school and residency, I kind of realized that I really wanted to be out in a community and work in the community setting. And I found that really fulfilling during my training period. And I landed in Yarmouth and really happy that it worked out that way. I've really found it to be a really enriching experience for me and for my family. My husband is a physician as well. And I mean, immediately from the time that we arrived, we were really, we found it really heartwarming, the sense of collegiality amongst the physicians and how everybody really made family values a priority. I had my first son in Yarmouth arriving about a month after we arrived, and everybody was so warm and welcoming at that time. And so I also feel that the physician community and even the community in the diagnostic imaging department, we've all got a really strong sense of support of each other and collaboration, and you really don't find that everywhere. So it's one of the hidden gems of working and living in Yarmouth. The medical community is small, but I think it sort of helps us in that we're not afraid to reach out to our colleagues. We'll call each other on the weekends. We'll help arrange things that need to be done quickly for patients when sometimes it would be hard to get that, you know, that personalized care for patients in a larger center just because you don't have that sense of collegiality. So we practice as radiologists in a hospital-based practice. So it's a hospital-based setting, and we use a lot of highly specialized and really sort of costly medical equipment, MRI scanners, CT scanners, X-ray, ultrasound. And so the impact of the foundation has, you know, been massive on our ability to really provide exceptional healthcare. So we've been able to, through partnership with the foundation, make advances that we wouldn't have been able to make otherwise. And a really great example recently of this commitment is that the commitment that the foundation has made towards the purchase of a SPECT CT scanner. And that commitment was $1.5 million. That's really quite something. And so with the advent of this new SPECT CT scanner, not only will we be able to provide nuclear medicine and CT studies for our patients that we wouldn't have been able to do otherwise, but huge benefit is that this piece of equipment will allow us to seamlessly provide emergency care. We've had problems in the past where due to unexpected downtime of our CT scanner for a number of days, we've had to ship patients to other hospitals in order to do emergency imaging. So this will allow us to provide seamless emergency care, which is a huge, huge benefit to the patient population in our community. The beautiful thing about supporting the Yarmouth Hospital Foundation is that you're really directly supporting healthcare services right here in our own community. So these are contributions that will affect your friends, your family, and your neighbors, and you're able to make a tangible difference to those right around you. So whether your contribution is large or small, every contribution is important, and as a member of the board of directors, every contribution is so greatly appreciated. So I think that's really important. The contributions that individuals will make really help improve facilities and equipment, but they also really can enhance patient care. So again, for your family, friends, or even at some point you yourself requires patient care in the Tri-Counties, the foundation will support programs that help provide this type of care and stay up to date and really improve the patient experience. Those are two reasons that I think that donating is really important.